Mike is it. Good morning, good morning, Tennessee family. Let us just go to prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for this beautiful day that you woke us up this morning. We want to be a person who never gives up, even when things seem so unbearable. You have promised to never allow our Lord to be responsible and promised to be more than we can bear. Knowing this, giving us courage to face and adversity, circumstances, and faith to know you will be with us, helping us. You know how we feel to be misunderstood. You give us strength when we feel we can't no longer stand on our own. Help us never to lay down our Christian banner. We want to thank the DeLeo family and all this information. Thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK for saying yes to this call, Lord. Thank the speaker that's going to deliver this message this morning. Pray for the sick and the shut in. And go by the nursing home hospital and touch somebody this morning, Lord. We pray for the family, the bereaved family. We want TMC's family and guests. Thank you for joining us this morning. God is good. God is good. It's good to be good. And you have a good day. In the name of Jesus, let us say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for greeting us and seating us this morning. Thank you for our tag for this day, Mercy and Truth Monday. And thank you for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call, where each and every Monday through Friday, you have the ability to call in so that your life can be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So here each day on the Master's Call, we go ahead and open this call in prayer, and then we close this call in prayer. We also invite you, if you want to send in a prayer request, a praise report, or testimony, we invite you to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of the information for our call, our bios for our speakers, just some information to keep you inspired and encouraged through the day. Also, it will give you the opportunity to send us an email as well on the website. But if you don't want to go to the website and you would like to send an email just so that you could send us a prayer request, then you could go to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call with Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook and a number of other artists, leaders on the line. That telephone number for you to dial in is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. Today, our Executive Vice President Dr. Raphael Spiller will be speaking on that call today. So make sure that you get you, yourself, and your team on that call today, because if you are a part of Artists International, you do not want to miss what Phase 3 of Artists International Reloaded looks like. So please, please, please join us there. Also, many of you have been listening here on the line. You have probably been with us, some of you, since the inception of this call. And so right now, We're asking if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, a greeter. Maybe there's a message that God has put upon your heart that you would love to share here on the Master's Call. Then I invite you to send us an email and just let us know, you know what, I think I'm ready. Maybe she's talking about me. I'm interested in being a greeter here on the Master's Call. So let me just go ahead and send my email in to info@themasterscall.net. And, again, we will respond to you. So now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I hope you have your Bible. I hope you have your pens and your tablets and you're ready to take some notes on what God is saying to us on this Monday, this Mercy and Truth Monday. So at this time, without further ado, it is definitely an honor to bring to you to the line this morning none other than she, I said, is our newest prayer general here on the Master's Call. I so affectionately call her the Mississippi Queen because she's doing great things out there in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She is a wife of 30-plus years. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She is an artist, international entrepreneur who are making waves out there in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. A devoted Christian, and she's definitely on the move for God, and I just see God elevating her to higher and higher heights. So without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you this morning none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda Terrell, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for such a warm introduction, and I love you dearly. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And Minister Cox, thank you for seating and greeting the people with that, with the warm greeting and the tag, Mercy and Truth. Praise God. I love those, Mercy and Truth. And I want to give God praise for these two adorable women, and they are Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. I so appreciate you for having this call and for allowing me, a servant of the Lord, to minister to God's people. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you, Father, for the opportunity to serve you. First, to honor you, and then, Lord God, to serve your people. We thank you, Father, that you are opening our hearts, our minds, our spirits, to hear what the Spirit has to say to us. So, Father, let it no longer be Brenda, but Christ that dwells in me. And I'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, this morning, I will be speaking to you on live in the blessing. Yes, I say live in the blessing. I'm going to quote the blessing. That's the emphasis, okay? And just like Minister Cox may say, the Bronx. I know it's not, we don't have it with the English majors at this point, but guess what? The blessing is what we're going to elaborate on this morning. Now, without a doubt, we know that when we become a born-again believers, We are blessed. We're blessed people, without a doubt. But, you know, in essence, it seems like everybody gets a blessing whether they believe God or not. Living on this earth, God gives everybody some measure of blessing in their lives. Now, we should make it a mission, though, to let the world know that being a child of the King is actually living in the blessing. Okay, because when we live in the blessing, blessings overtake us. Okay, now, you know, the blessing that God gave Adam in the Garden of Eve that empowered them to be fruitful and have dominion over the earth. And then there's the blessing that he gave to Abraham that made him heir of the world and a blessing to all the families of the earth. There's the blessing that empowered the life and ministry of our Lord Jesus himself. That same blessing now belongs to all of us who are born-again believers. Now, the body of Christ should be living in the blessing. okay? And you may ask, how and what does the blessing consist of? And to name a few, we're going to start with the first one, being blood washed and blood bought. Just reminding the enemy that he has been defeated because of the blood of Jesus. That empowers us with the reality that we are more than conquerors. The blood will never, ever lose its power. Now, anytime difficult situations occur, we can and we should. We should always be encouraged to use the blood, according to Hebrews 10:19, and then you could go to Hebrews 13:20-21. It talks about us being washed in the blood. Now, secondly, our minds are being transformed daily. Yes, yes, they're being transformed daily. It takes time to change the unbelieving mindset, that we've developed over the years. It's a process of reprogramming oneself to think and to act by faith in daily living, by spending time listening to the teachings and studying the word and surrounding ourselves with other spirit-led believers. Transforming the mind is somewhat like boot camp. You know, I've been told that basic training in the U.S. military is partially rigorous, you know. It could be painful. During boot camp, the military does everything necessary to turn a civilian into a soldier by changing the way he or she thinks, talks, and acts. Obviously, transforming our minds with the Word of God and learning to think like the blessed isn't as painful as boot camp process of, you know, of turning a civilian into a soldier. It is, however, just as important, because just as learning to think like a soldier will keep that soldier alive on the battlefield. But becoming blessing-minded will ultimately save our lives as we walk here on this earth. We're faith-walking people who spending time with our Lord and spending time with him, he tells us, my sheep know my voice. And when we know his voice, he says, stranger's voice, we won't follow. That's safe, walking on safe grounds right there. Now, another section of walking and being consistent in the blessing, victorious in every aspect of our lives. That's the third thing, being victorious in every aspect of our lives. Jesus has assured us in John 10:10, that he came for us to have life more abundantly. Now, let me ask you a question. What does an abundant life look like to you? Think about that. When I think about how Jesus intended us for us to respond to that news, think that your family got rich one day when they struck oil on a struggling dirt farm. When they hit that gusher, your dad took off his hat and filled it up with the oil, and that was raining down all around you guys. And then he slapped his hat back on his head like the oil drenched his face, and then he hollered, "Whoo, my goodness, we're not going to be poor anymore." That's what we all should be saying. When we fully grasp what Jesus was telling us, when we really begin to see that God has anointed us with oil and our cups are running over, what he's given us through the blessing, we'll be hollering as well, saying, praise God, I'm not going to be poor anymore. I'm not going to be defeated anymore. I'm not going to be oppressed anymore. I'm not going to be discouraged anymore, because I am the blessed. Imagine any type of illness coming under the subjection of your voice. When you speak, it leaves. Think about that. You know, he did say, greater works shall you do also, because I go to my Father. Are we allowing our minds to be transformed to the point to where we can speak to the mountains and they actually be moved? That's walking in the blessing. Now, the fourth thing I want to bring up is our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's one of my favorite scriptures, because when you elaborate on that, you think about, you take a look about what's going on around the world. This is a lesson within itself. But if we look at the news and the world itself and see the things that's going around, we see more violence and hatred and selfishness and impatient and disrespectful people. They disrespect the authority, and then the authority misuse their authority, and greedy people getting more greedier, and the list goes on. However, Jesus mentioned these events would take place. Hey, he said, but don't get caught up in it. Man's wisdom is becoming more potent and poisonous by the minute. Yes, it is. You take a look at the wisdom of men. Everything that they are conjuring up and accepting is against God's word. So we have to meditate on his word. We have to saturate ourselves in his word. We have to have that relationship with God and come to realize that it's not man's wisdom that we're accustomed to. We're walking in under the power and the anointing of God. So that wealth, the wealth that comes through the blessing is quite different than what man's wisdom consists of. It isn't gained by grabbing everything you can from people. It comes from giving to them. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that. That's the kind of wealth that makes us rich and adds no sorrow, according to Proverbs 10:22. Some would say, well, I just don't see how giving could ever make me wealthy. Someone might say, how can I ever get ahead if I'm always throwing away everything I have? Jesus didn't tell us to throw away everything we have. He told us to stop thinking all the time about how we can protect ourselves from other people and start thinking instead about how we can be a blessing to them. Because, see, we don't own ourselves anymore. We're under the umbrella of the anointing. He was trying to teach us that by walking in the blessing, we can get to the place where someone could steal our coat, and we'd never miss it, because the blessing, will replace it with a better one. That's just what the blessing does. It's new. It's pure. It's a spiritual power, and when we release it by walking in it, by faith, it will turn any ugly, terrible situation in our lives into a bountiful Garden of Eden. If you don't believe it, look at Jesus. He lived perfectly in the blessing. That's why everything people tried to do to hurt or destroy him just ended up exalting him. You may say, surely you're not saying the blessing will work for me just like it did for Jesus. Of course it will. Of course it will. Why shouldn't it? It's the same blessing we inherited by faith through him and in him. The only reason it hasn't worked for us as powerfully as it worked for him is because we haven't lived in the revelation of it. We've lived too much like the world lives, focusing on trying to protect ourselves and meet our own needs. Jesus said in Matthew 16:25, whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. When we try to save our own lives, we cut ourselves off from the blessing, because we're telling God he can't take care of us. We're too busy looking to ourselves instead of to God to save us. We're not qualified to protect and provide for ourselves because we don't have the power to do it. But in the anointing, in the mighty name of Jesus, living under his umbrella, he has given us the power and authority to do the things that he called us to do. and he said he would take care of us. That's about, that's what walking by faith is all about. Now, when we give our lives to God, when we pour ourselves out loving him with all our heart, soul, strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves, we put ourselves under the care of the one who is qualified to make us more than conquerors in every situation. We activate his blessing on our lives. Now, when God says, thank you, when he says thank you, I want to talk about this. Yeah, but when that turning that other cheek stuff is hard, you might say, I don't mind being a blessing to people who are nice, but do I really have to love those folks who act ugly? If you want to live in the blessing. Okay, it's time to forgive people that have mistreated us. It's time to let go of the stuff, that old stuff that's holding us down from living, from having the blessing God has for us. It's time to let it go. Now, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? That's what the Bible says. Even sinners love those that love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. But love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's Luke 5:32-38. When he said, give, and it shall be given unto you, Jesus is reminding us that God never meant for us to use the blessing just for our own personal enjoyment. He intends for us to spread it around so others can benefit from it. Jesus is actually reminding us of what God told Abraham thousands of years ago. When the blessing was given to him, in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That's what he told Abraham in Genesis 12:3. In other words, you are blessed to be a blessing. Look closely at what's going on. When hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and devastations tear down our cities and states and countries, do we sit idly by saying my small portion isn't going to be sufficient? It's not going to be significant. To understand why it's so important to God that we pass his blessings along, we must look at things from his perspective. We must remember he doesn't just love Christians or just our church. He loves all mankind and wants to extend his kindness even to the lost and ungrateful people. Yes, he does. He blesses them through us. Since you and I have fellowship with him, we can receive his blessings and then pass them along to those who don't know him. And then they'll see that God really loves them. I got to hurry on. Think again, for example, about the thief who steals our coat. That thief is more precious to God than any coat could ever be. Jesus bled, died, and was raised up from the dead for that thief. So when the thief steals our coat, Jesus says, don't fight him over it. Give him the coat he stole and offer to give him another one as well. When we do that, we end up blessing the guy. God wanted to bless all along. In return, God says to us, thank you, thank you, thank you for offering that man my blessing. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep supplying the money. I'll keep supplying the coats. I'll keep supplying the victory. You keep spreading my blessings, and you'll remain in the blessings you keep giving them. And I'll keep putting them into your hands, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Yes, I will. That's what God says. I believe with all my heart that in the coming days, God is going to find a group of believers who's actually going to start walking in the blessing. That you know, just realize that God is faithful. And finally, we'll see that Jesus meant what he said, give, and it shall be given unto you. He meant that. Okay, you don't have to just live in the blessing for yourself. Remember, if you love those who love you, just love you. That's not going to work. We got to go forth and love other people. We got to have a smile on our face for those that on our faces rather to for those that's looking for a smile. They're looking for some hope. They're looking for some love. They're looking for to see somebody that's real in Christ Jesus. Let's be the blessing in the body of Christ, in the world, that the world can see the church is real, that Jesus is real. We're going to walk in the blessing. God bless you, and back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, what a powerful message this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for blessing us this morning. I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we thank you because you are marvelous, and we thank you for this day that you have allowed for us to get up in, God, and we thank you for the plan and the purposes that you have for each and every single life that is under the sound of my voice here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for Minister Brenda Terrell, and we pray right now that you would restore virtue in her as she has so eloquently ministered to us this morning, God. So we thank you for her life, and we pray that you would allow everything to line up according to your will in her life. And so this morning we come, God, lifting up the families of Larry Harper, the families of Brenda Williams, the families of Harvey Hall, the family of Aunt Gladys, the Weatherspoon family. We lift them up for you, and we ask that you would comfort them. We lift up Emmanuel Glover and in the loss of his daughter, Chanel, this past weekend, Father. And I just pray that you would comfort and strengthen him, God. And so right now, we just thank you for their lives, and we celebrate their lives, but we just ask that you would comfort and strengthen the families, Father. Father, we thank you for a breakthrough, and we thank you that goodness and mercy and truth surround us, Father. We thank you, Father God, that the floodgates of heaven are open, and we thank you that through the floodgates of heaven, that your power, your healing, your anointing, your wisdom, and your favor is upon us, God. I speak that our cups are not just full, but I speak that we walk into a season of overflow, Father. And so we celebrate all of the graduates in kindergarten and elementary school, middle school, and high school, God. We master's programs, doctorate programs, we celebrate their successes, God, and we pray that they will do great and mighty things in the kingdom, Father. We thank you right now for releasing Corey, God, and I pray that as he has made a decision to walk with you, God, that you would just draw him a little bit closer. And so we lift up Joseph and Malachi to you. We lift up the Elite Ladies of Expressions. We lift up the Preston family to you. We lift up Artists International and say, Lord, allow your will to manifest on earth as it is in heaven. So as we go through this day, we go through this day with anticipation and expectation that something great shall happen for each one of us today, God. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And I know you want to go back and hear the replay for this call. That number is 712-432-1085 and the access code 539598#. Thank you again, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that powerful message. To you, Minister Cynthia Cox, thank you for seating us and greeting us. And to each of you who have dialed into this, the Master's Call, thank you. Remember, we'll be heading over to the morning motivational call to hear what our Executive Vice President, Dr. Raphael Spiller, will have for us. That call-in number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are, and we will hear you back here on this telecommunication sanctuary in the morning. Minister Brenda Terrell, please come back and give us our benediction.
May grace and peace to you from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms and with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Go out and have a wonderful day. God bless you.